Tom Lewis. Tom, stand up. When I first came back to Asheville, I immediately met Tom Lewis, and we got to talking about the history of Asheville High School, and we talked about forming a Hall of Fame. And so we went around and looked at some different programs and decided to come up with the program that we have tonight on inducting and honoring athletes, coaches, and administrators that have been very instrumental in the Asheville athletics and accomplishments in the community. And so we're very excited tonight to introduce our inductees and to place them in our Hall of Fame. I think some people didn't notice, but we do have a plaque that is over the door as you come in the gym, and we plan to add at least 6 each year. We know the first year we inducted 19, or we are inducting 19 people into the Hall of Fame, and we're very excited about it. And I'm going to turn the program over to Rick Groom, who is the voice of the Comets. And I hate that we didn't have a football game tonight, but I think we made the right choice. And I tell you, y'all missed a great football game last night. But I'd like to turn this over to Rick Groom. And as he calls out a person and reads a little bio, Dr. Riggin, who is our principal at Asheville High School, will help me present our inductee with a small plaque and a medal to remember this night. Thank you.
Just a little bit of background for you. A committee was formed to establish this Hall of Fame that would honor former athletes, coaches, administrators, and volunteers associated with Asheville High School. These inductees were selected on the basis of their athletic performance, in addition to the promotion and development of athletics in our community and in other surrounding communities. It's tonight that we would like to honor our first class of inductees. 19 members make up the first class of the 2004 Asheville High School Hall of Fame. And our first inductee is Red O'Quinn, Asheville High School class of 1943. Accepting for Red O'Quinn is Ms. Pat Smith. Red O'Quinn was truly a pioneer, a letterman in football and baseball. Red won many awards in the sport of basketball at Asheville High School. After being discharged from the Navy in 1946, he enrolled at Wake Forest, where he played basketball and football. He led the nation in pass receiving and was drafted by the Chicago Bears. After a short stint in the NFL, Red became a legend playing for the Montreal Alouettes. He has been inducted in both the Canadian Football Hall of Fame and into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. Red O'Quinn. Next is Ronnie Johnson, class of 1964. Ronnie was named to the All-State baseball team in 1964 and was also an all-conference performer in basketball and football. He was also a member of the 1963 Western North Carolina High School State Athletic Association championship football team. Ronnie was a three-sport letterman at Asheville High School and also Mr. Blue Comet, who attended Lewisburg College and Atlantic Christian, where he started both baseball and basketball. Mr. Ronnie Johnson. Don Redding, class of 1955. Don was an All-State performer in basketball and a member of the 1955 Western North Carolina High School State Athletic Association championship team. He was selected to play in the Shrine Bowl for football. He was a 3-year starter in football at UNC Chapel Hill. He was drafted by the NFL Chicago Bears in 1959, and he has pursued a career in finance and served in many different capacities in numerous civic organizations. A devoted family man, Don remains very active in the Rams Club. Mr. Don Redding. Strawberry Wheelis, class of 1960. Accepting for Mr. Wheelis are Mike Wheelis and Penny York. The Strawberry Blonde passing wizard quarterbacked the Blue Comets from 1957 through 1959. He helped guide the 1958 team to the Western North Carolina High School State Athletic Association title, and the Blue Comets were 30-4 with Strawberry at quarterback. After a 1-year stint at VPI, he transferred to Elon, where he still ranks very high in many passing categories today. According to Lee J. Stone, Strawberry was one of the three best quarterbacks that he ever coached. The former Blue Comet passed away in 1997. Mr. Strawberry Wheelis. Next is Charles Hodges, Ashboro High School class of 1969. Not only did Charles excel in football for the Blue Comets, he was a tremendous track athlete as well. An all-conference performer in football, Charles rushed for over 1,000 yards in each of his three seasons. He was a champion long jumper and sprinter. Charles continues to be a leader in our community and finds time to officiate high school football. Charles is a 1973 graduate of Winston-Salem State University. Mr. Charles Hodges. Charlie Chapman, Ashboro High School class of 1967. Charlie was an outstanding team player in football, basketball, and track. He was all-conference in football, co-captain of the basketball team, and tri-captain of our track team. He was a member of a Western North Carolina High School State Athletic Association title team in football. After graduating from Western Carolina University, he began his career in coaching. He returned to Ashboro High School and served in many capacities as an assistant football coach, basketball, and baseball coach. As a student activities coordinator, he helped to make Ashboro High School a statewide recognized sports program. Coach Chapman continues to assist the Blue Comets as a testing assistant and a very loyal fan. Mr. Charlie Chapman. James York, class of 1951. Accepting for Mr. York is Miss Donna York. James' brother was an outstanding athlete at Ashboro High School from 1947 to 1951. An all-state performer in both football and basketball, he was an excellent baseball player as well. He was selected to play in both the Shrine Bowl and the East-West All-Star Game in football. James received a football scholarship to Duke University. He passed away in 1997, but will always be recognized as one of the greatest athletes in Ashboro High School history. Mr. James York. Don Redding, class of 1955. Don was an all-state performer in basketball and a member of the 1955 Western North Carolina High School State Athletic Association championship team. He was selected to play in the Shrine Bowl for football. He was a three-year starter in football at UNC Chapel Hill. He was drafted by the NFL Chicago Bears in 1959, and he has pursued a career in finance and served in many different capacities in numerous civic organizations. A devoted family man, Don remains very active in the Rams Club. Mr. Don Redding. Mr. Mark Leggett, class of 1959. Mark was the MVP of the legendary 1958 football team that was undefeated and is one of the greatest in North Carolina history. An all-state performer in football, he was also a state champion in wrestling. Mark received a scholarship to Duke University and received all ACC and All-American honors. An outstanding business leader, Mark Leggett's name still conjures memories of his galloping down the field for another Blue Comet touchdown. Mr. Mark Leggett. Gail Galbo Harris, Ashboro High School class of 1961. Galbo was truly ahead of her time. She led Ashboro High School to a state title in 1960 while scoring 45 points in the championship game. In all-state selection, Gail once scored 57 points in a single game. Although softball was not a school-sponsored sport, Gail Harris was very well known for her play. After graduating from college, she continued to work in education and was an award-winning principal. She retired in 2003. Ms. Gail Will Harris. Daryl Moody, class of 1966. Daryl was the talk of the town in the 60s. He led Ashboro High School to two Western North Carolina High School State Athletic Association championships in football. An All-American in football, he was also All-State in baseball and lettered in basketball. He received a scholarship to North Carolina State University, and upon graduation, he returned to coach and teach at AHS. Garrell continued to coach 27 years in the North Carolina, in the NCAA at various programs, and now serves as a scout to the NFL's San Diego Chargers. Mr. Darryl Moody. David Chicken Gerald, Asheboro High School class of 1951. I'm just reading what's written, sorry. David Gerald was included in Lee J. Stone's list of the 20 best players he ever coached. He was an honorable mention All-State performer who helped Asheboro High School to the South Piedmont Conference Championship. David was also an outstanding third baseman. A 25-year manager for Carolina Power and Light Company, David continues to display his leadership qualities as being the present mayor of Asheboro. Mr. David Chicken Darrell. David Moody, Asheboro High School class of 1973. An All-State selection in both football and baseball, David followed in the footsteps of his older brother, Darrell. David played both football and baseball at North Carolina State University. He has also served as head coach in both football and baseball at AHS. This former Mr. Blue Comet not only played in the East-West All-Star Game, but also was selected to coach in the game. David Moody also served as an administrator at Asheboro High School and is currently principal at Jordan Matthews High School. Mr. David Moody. Scott Rush, Asheboro High School class of 1970. Excepting for Mr. Rush are Beth, his wife, and children, Brockton, Brandon, and Joni Beth. Scott was a three-sport letterman. He was all-conference in football and baseball and played in the East-West Boys Home All-Star football game. He attended Elon College and excelled in both football and baseball. After graduation, Scott returned home and opened up a very successful sporting goods store. He was also a founding member of the present Blue Comet Booster Club. The former Mr. Blue Comet passed away in 1996 and still continues to be a big part of Blue Comet activities. Mr. Scott Rush. Mr. Larry Bullock, class of 1956. Larry was an all-conference performer in baseball and basketball. An all-state selection in basketball, he was selected captain in the East-West All-Star Classic. Larry attended Elon College on a college basketball scholarship and played 5 years with the Cleveland Indians organization in pro baseball. A great sportsman, Larry continues to serve the Asheboro community and various organizations. Mr. Larry Bullen. Neil Hughes, Asheboro High School class of 1964. During his career at Asheboro High School, Neil excelled in football, basketball, and baseball. A tailback in football, Neil helped guide Asheboro High School to a state title in 1963 and runner-up titles in 1962 and again in 64. He was selected to play in the East-West All-Star Game and later played at East Carolina University. Neil was All-Southern Conference and was listed on many All-American teams. After returning to Asheboro, he continued to serve on many civic organizations and was a member of the Asheboro City Schools Board of Education. Neil Hughes is truly a Blue Comet. Mr. Neil Hughes. Angie Glisson. Angie served as a coach and teacher at Asheboro High School for 20 years. She led the Lady Blue Comets to numerous conference championships in basketball and to a state title in 1960. She also served as program director of the City of Asheboro Summer Playground Program. Coach Glisson was a very caring person for all students at Asheboro High School. Her efforts laid the groundwork for the present-day women's athletic programs. Angie Glisson. Coach Lee J. Stone. Coach Stone accepted this position as head football coach at Asheboro High School in 1949. He won three Western North Carolina High School Activities Athletic Association championships in 1950, 1958, and 1965. Mr. Stone coached 29 consecutive seasons without a losing record, was twice head coach in the North Carolina Shrine Bowl, past president of the North Carolina Coaches Association, and inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame and the North Carolina High School Sports Hall of Fame. His service to students did not end when he retired from coaching. He served on the Asheboro City Board of Education for 22 years. Coach Stone was one of the greatest teachers and coaches in North Carolina history. Lee J. Stone. Max Morgan. Accepted for Mr. Morgan, his wife, Hilda Morgan. Max Morgan was an all-state football player at Asheboro High School in 1943. After coaching at Randleman High School, Coach Morgan returned to Asheboro in 1960 to assist Lee J. Stone and was involved with numerous other sports. He was selected to be head football coach in 1967, where he served until 1974. Max continued to serve as athletic director until his retirement in 1988. He was selected Region 5 Athletic Director of the Year the following year. Coach Morgan was very instrumental in the lives of many students who still serve the Asheboro community, and he passed away in 2003. Mr. Max Morgan. And our final inductee for the class of 2004 is Russ Murphy. Coach Murphy was a longtime coach of numerous sports in the Asheboro City school system. A graduate of Winston-Salem State, he played football professionally with the Philadelphia Eagles. Russ is a very passionate person who has touched many students and athletes in the 30-plus years that he's lived in the Asheboro community. He continues to be a loyal supporter of many athletic teams today. Coach Russ Murphy.
Lee J. Stone's family is in Asheville. We're unable to attend. Miss Glisson is in West Jefferson, and I think she was flooded in tonight. She was planning on coming, but she couldn't quite make it down tonight. I'd also like to thank our ladies, Miss Davison, Miss Doe, Miss Moser, and Miss Pugh. I can't remember. Everybody's helped to serve our snacks tonight. And I tell you what, it's been a great evening, and you're welcome to stay and tell stories and do whatever. If you want to walk up in the old gym, I know some people might want to walk up and see that. But we'd like to see you back next year when we have our second class of induction. And we'll just see you next year.
Yeah, I guess I ought to do that. I think we ought to do that.
Congratulations, Emery.
Good to see you. So when were you?
Russ, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well deserved.
I didn't play. I came off. At least they... I'm not going over to Okay. We all moved in this corner.
Where'd he go?
How you doing, buddy?
Good to see you.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yes, we have. Yes.